What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps. But this segment is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about what's scrapping in the MMA space, specifically the UFC. So we've just been informed that Henry is going to relinquish the title at flyweight, 125 pounds belt. Now, he's triple Z, triple cringe, triple soft, triple duck. He's a tough guy. He did win the belt, 135 in flyweight, Olympic champion. Okay, he's got a gold medal. I think we've got the story from the over and over and over again of him beating it into our heads. He's a tough dude. Got to give the guy credit where it's due. But finally, we have some movement in the 125-pound division, which ultimately leaves one choice for Mr. Cejudo. He has to defend the bantamweight title at 135 pounds. I happen to know a guy who trains and fights at 135 pounds. This guy right here. I'm ranked number two in the nation, in the world. Sorry about that. Let me put a little respect on it. Worked my ass off to get back up to this position. And being the next highest ranked guy who hasn't fought for a title, I think I'm the most next logical guy. Now, we have the big Brooklyn card coming up. We have the Vegas card coming up. You know, the one in March where Joanna Jędrzejczyk is fighting on it against Zhang Weili. Title fight. Why not throw another title fight on there? Myself versus Henry Cejudo. Better yet, why not we make the title fight for Brooklyn, New York, where I can finally fight? So I finally been cleared by the New York State Athletic Commission, and they changed the rules. And we are now going to be able to compete in New York. So what better way to do it than to bring home a world title to Brooklyn, to New York, to Long Island against the one and only Henry Cejudo. The one and only. He wants to get paid. Khabib versus Ferguson is on that card. Let's get paid. You get a PC of whatever he brings in. You guys can work together, mesh it out, whatever you want to call it. But this is the perfect time for us to get it done. I'm super happy and super pumped for Joe Jitsu taking on a tough Davidson Figueiredo. That's going to be a fun fight for the vacant flyweight title. I do believe Joey B gets it done just by being a veteran. Now we got some movement in that space. Now we're going to have finally some life and some order back into the world of MMA. Try to right this ship, so to speak. So Cejudo's coming back around the same time that I'm coming back, March, April. So I don't see anybody else who's going to be there for you to fight. That makes the most sense. Yeah, you got Petr Yan. He had a tough fight with Uriah Faber. Looked really good. But that's what you should do when you're a top contender. Arguably one to fight for the belt, and you're fighting the number 12th ranked guy. Faber is tough and all. He's still got it, for sure. He's not like a pushover guy you're gonna run into in there, but he's not the best guys in the world right now. Jose Aldo, 2 losses. Why should he be next? Are we in here to make clown fights? Or are we in here to make real fights? The fights that matter for the division. The fights that matter to the fans. Just because you throw his name on there and you think people are going to really shell out their hard-earned money to watch a guy on 2 losses, you got another thing coming to you, buddy. Now, I'm going to be ready. So this is me out here letting you know. Henry, I know right now your shoulder's a little cold because you had to relinquish one of those titles. But guess what? It's going to be a cold, cold spring and summer for that ass once I get my hands on you. You better believe that shit. So until then, stay warm, my friends. Stay warm. And if you want some HPN, go to their website, HPN, High Performance Nutrition Supplements.com, and use my discount code, Funkmaster. You'll be happy. Make the right choice. See you guys next time. Peace.